As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Bird Show.
He wanted to follow his own happiness, but he knew if he did, he'd be disappointing his parents. So he goes through with it. How did that conversation go down? Jackson Kim, welcome back to the Bird Show studio.
Hey, thanks so much for having me back.
We still love you, even though you didn't bring us any Dunkin' Donuts this time.
Next time, I promise.
No, but you can be, the honeymoon phase is over. I'm like, sir, you cannot set the bar that high, because every time you come to the studio, we're going to expect it now.
Yep,
you screwed yourself.
I set expectations too high. I get it.
All right, so Jackson, who is a P1 of the Bird Show, if you can reset for us, please, your personal dilemma when it comes to following your happiness, but, you know, also trying to appease your parents and what they want for your life.
Yeah, absolutely. So essentially, recently, I got laid off of my job. And as scary as an experience as that was, I've decided to opt for a very different opportunity instead of just going straight back into the corporate world, where I've basically been asked to head up the expansion of a in-home sushi making class business here in Atlanta. One of my old coworkers had started this up out of Houston and asked if I was interested in doing this after hearing about my whole job situation. And so that's kind of where I'm at, of what I wanted to do. And the thing is, I just hadn't told my parents yet. They've always wanted for me to pursue a much more traditional path as far as my career has gone. So the options were basically to be some sort of professional, like a doctor or lawyer, or some high paying kind of prestigious corporate job.
And I think it's important to bring up, do you think your culture adds more added pressure to you from your parents?
Yeah, absolutely. So for everyone listening, and obviously who can't see me, I'm a Korean American. And so in true Korean fashion, my parents have always had a little bit more of a conservative view when it came to jobs and money and things like that. Stability has always been like a core tenet of their beliefs. My dad's a doctor and my mom's a nurse. And so that path has worked out very well for them. And so it's definitely very interesting for me having to like kind of switch gears and do something that's totally different from that.
And it should be noted, you went to a smart school and you got a smart degree.
Yes, I graduated from Georgia Tech. And, you know, they were super happy about that, obviously. And I've held two very different corporate jobs since graduating college. And of course, they were super happy about those as well. But honestly, I never really found my happiness in either of them. So that's what brings me here today.
Okay, so we knew what you wanted to do. Have you, since the last time we chatted with you, had that very difficult conversation with your parents?
Yeah, I did. So my parents were actually on vacation, and so they were flying back, and I offered to pick them up from the airport, and what better welcome home gift to give them than by dropping this thing on them.
The timing of life.
Yeah.
So what is it about sons cornering their parents in cars and having these difficult conversations? Because every time Romeo has a difficult conversation with his mom, it's in the car.
Well, the thing is, I didn't go right into it. I made sure to like ask them about their trip. And, you know, it was definitely hard for me to pay attention because this was obviously weighing on the back of my mind. And I also took them out to lunch to kind of wine and dine them a little bit before I actually went into it.
That was smart.
Smart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So you're at lunch when you decide to break the news?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
And Cassie, I took some of your advice when going into this conversation. I obviously explained to them the whole situation about me getting laid off. That's what I wanted to really, you know, let them know initially. But instead of kind of, you know, beating around the bush and letting them know like, oh, I'm not happy, I don't know about the corporate life, I more went and approached it as like a sales pitch as far as like the opportunity goes, with this sort of blind confidence that you had mentioned before.
Yeah, I hope it worked.
Yeah. And so I basically told them like, this is the opportunity that's at hand. This is something that I want want to pursue and something that I'd really kick myself if I didn't actually commit to later on down the road. I told them that, you know, this isn't some sort of crazy out of the blue risk. Like, my business partner has done this in Houston. It's been successful. It's like a proven business model. And we think that Atlanta's a really good, great place to expand this out to. And so with all of that, I think that they were a little bit more like easy on me, I'd say, like afterwards. And so like that's the way that I like initially approached the conversation.
And so it was, dare I say, received well?
It was received, I'd say, better than expected.
Okay.
Not quite well.
I thought he was just going to say, it was received.
It was received. That's all I can promise you.
They weren't upset or anything. They just had like a definitely a look of concern, I'd say. You know, as any parent would be with like a situation like this especially, they came in and were like, they had a lot of questions. Initially, it was about like the logistical aspect of it. Like, where did this come from? Who is your business partner? Like, why this idea? Like, tell us more about that. And so I went into like, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And I basically, they were, the big thing that they were wondering is like, are you ready to do something like this? And basically I told them, even if I'm not ready, like I'm going to make myself ready for it, because that's the only way that things like this are going to succeed and how I'm going to succeed in the end. And so like, I can put myself in a position to like succeed here.
Good for you.
Good for you, man.
That's amazing.
You did it.
You had the conversation. Maybe now all you got to do is really put it in front of them, right? Like, put the product in front of them and let them actually experience it. And maybe that'll even help them see it a little more.
That's absolutely the plan, as far as like, you know, I want to show them that this is something that's super fun, that this is something that people are willing to like do and pay for. And that, like, again, it's a proven thing. Of course, the conversation shifted then to like the whole career aspect of this entire thing. So like, is this something that's actually a career? What's the long-term look like for this? Is it better for you to do this on the side and like pursue something, you know, keep going for a more traditional job? And I told them that I've had these two very different jobs since graduating, like I had mentioned. And within 6 months to a year at either of them, I knew that it wasn't a good fit for me. I wasn't having a great time, and I knew that I wanted to go out and do something else. And my biggest fear is that I go into something maybe, again, totally different than what I had done before, and it looks good on paper, and I sign up for it, and then again, within 6 months to a year, I'm in the exact same boat as I was before, and I just don't want to keep like repeating that cycle and like, you know, drive myself insane like that.
Well, good for you. I'm so proud of you for having the conversation. That must feel like a huge weight lifted off your shoulders.
For sure. For sure. I feel like my energy is a little different.
It'll be so much easier to roll sushi now that you don't have that massive weight on your shoulders. Give the company a shout out.
Yes, so we are Lav Sushi. That's LAV Sushi. You can find us on Instagram. We run in-home sushi making classes. So I basically bring all the materials to your house. It's perfect for, you know, date nights, parties with, you know, your friends, girls' night in, anything like that. And it's a great educational experience, but also you get to eat some really delicious food.
And since AAPI month wraps up next week, I didn't know if there was anything that you wanted to mention before it came to a close.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that AAPI month is sometimes a little bit like overlooked when it comes to a lot of these months that, you know, are designated for certain groups of people. And I think it's important for us to all look out for each other no matter what, you know? And so I think especially in this month where it is more focused on the AAPI community, which for those who don't know is Asian American and Pacific Islanders, for you to go out and support your local Asian owned business, you know, ours included, Lav Sushi.
Job well done, Jackson. Thanks for coming back in, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
The Bird Show.